Hi, ich bin's, Jale, und ich freue mich, dass ihr eingeschaltet habt. Ich spreche mit Sophie and the Giants über ihre Single Shut Up and Dance, über das Performer Festivals und über das Loslassen, was ja für uns alle sehr wichtig ist und uns schwerfallen kann. Bei ihr hilft ihr zum Beispiel ihre Musik. Wie? Das erfahrt ihr jetzt in diesem Gespräch mit Sophie and the Giants.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
So, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad the sun is out. It's super nice.
Yeah, it's a reward. Finally. Yeah. It just came for you.
Yeah.
I see you just got back from Italy. You were playing at a festival, right?
Yeah, I was in Bologna. It was the hottest show I've ever played.
Wow.
Like 34 degrees, 36. Yeah.
Yeah, we also have, like, for us, the festival season is huge. We have, like, an energy festival summer where we, like, go to festivals and we give insides and everything. So my first question was, like, how do you feel the crowds at festivals are different? Or how is that, what's your favorite part about playing at festivals? Because,
Yeah, I think they have a lot of energy. I love festivals. I don't know, it's very similar to, like, headline shows, but I guess headline shows, everybody knows who they're coming to see. Festivals, you might find a lot of new fans or people who are coming just to sort of suss you out and get a vibe, and that's always I love pulling in those new fans and making those new connections, so it's really exciting for me.
And how did you cope with the heat?
Sort of just went numb, and like, it was really fun. I think we thought that we weren't going to be able to hack the heat, but it was really fun. I was like soaking head to toe.
Yeah, I believe that. I could never. I mean, I was at a festival like a week ago, and it was also super hot, and I was just hiding in like the press tent with the AC, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was scared. I was more scared for the people in the audience because I could see them all sweating too. But everyone kept passing me their fans and their like whatever they were using to cool themselves down. I got a hat given to me, and I was like, you guys need this more than me. Like, they're so compact together, and I'm just on stage running around, so it's like
but it was like a big unity feeling that you had with this festival crowd, or
it felt like nothing mattered in the moment, because like it was so hot, but we were all just having such a good time and like dancing our way through the heat, and I feel like we were all in it together.
Well, that's that's a nice sentence. We're all in it together. It brings me to my next point. Shut Up and Dance came out this year in May, and it was pretty like close to the European Cup also happening. It's a very eventful summer. And I read somewhere that you like to bring people together also in difficult times through your music. Do you feel like there's been like an extra, like, I don't know, like a... Maybe even subconsciously, like this urge to unify people, to bring people together when you brought, like, even with everything happening politically, and then also with the European Cup, where people are heated, they're engaged, they're do you feel like that had some correlation with your release?
I find like that with the way that the world is at the moment, is people are sort of being pushed further and further in opposite directions, and it's kind of like we're missing that that just like our humanity and like just being one. And Shut Up and Dance was inspired because I was so like exhausted from all the noise and like all the different opinions and just the way that like messages get passed around on social media, and it's like you don't really know what you're listening to anymore, and it's a lot to take on. So I think the message was just like, shut the hell up and like
just enjoy yourself,
learn to dance again. Like, people aren't having enough fun anymore. I think people are just like really, really weighed down with the world, and we need to celebrate the positives
that's very true. I feel like I'm also resentful, like hesitant when it comes to having fun, because you're always constantly,
I feel like guilty. I feel like we work so much, and it's like we forget about, like, you know, you have this one life, and like, it's not about having to achieve everything and do everything in a short space of time. It's actually about just like living every moment exactly how you want to and what makes you feel the best. And I think sometimes we revel in our own suffering. So, I mean, I definitely do. Like, I wrote the song for myself too, because I'm like frustrated with my own brain.
That's actually a nice way to, like, I bet that you can escape through that music and you can share that, and it's about letting go. And there's this one line I actually wrote down. You said, you talk about dancing and letting go and like dancing as if you were invisible. And I love that line because it's
that's
like...
That's my favorite as well.
And I was, do you feel like that when you're on the dance floor? Or is there any other part, maybe not on the dance floor, but also any other activity that you really fuse so much with what you're doing that you feel like you're... Okay, that sounds a little crazy, but you're really like leaving your body, or you're becoming invisible. You're like kind of, is
well,
that
that's
something?
A lot of the song is about like becoming your feelings and like being really in, like in your feelings. And I've become such a better performer and artist in every aspect of my life. My relationships have improved when I've stopped overthinking everything that I do and I'm just like being. And I think that because of social media, we live through the lens of other people so much. And everything we do is like with an intention of people seeing it. And so Dance Like You're Invisible really was a bigger statement than how it sounds, because it was sort of like, live like you're invisible. Like, how would you live your life if it wasn't for other people to see? What would make you the most happy?
That's very nice. Does lyrics come first, or do you first get into a melody or a beat and then the lyrics just adjusts? How is that? Because you have one song also with the Purple Disco Machine, and I love that because the lyrics just speaks to me so much. I know it's a little darker, but like, did you first write it and then you kind of develop the beat and the melodies and everything, or is it more of a, okay, I have this, I don't know,
it's so different with with every song.
Okay, yeah.
Which is the one that you are connected with?
The one with Purple Disco Machine, Into the Dark. I just I listened to it and I was like, oh man, she just knows what happened to my life. I don't know. It's just, and I was wondering, and I also was wondering if it's easy, that was my second next question, whether it's easy to find like a feature partner or to someone to collaborate with, or if it's difficult. Do you feel like you have to kind of hold back your own style, or do you feel like you're growing? That was kind of also my,
I love learning from the collaborations. Like, I just wouldn't be the person I am today and make the music that I make today if it wasn't for Purple Disco Machine, because he opened my eyes to like the music that I'm more connected to than anything, and I just didn't know that before. But yeah, I think it's very different every time. Sometimes I come up with a melody first, but the lyrics are always something that sort of already exists in my mind. So I have all of these different concepts which are based off of the just things that I've been through. And I write it all down on my phone. And then when it comes to like putting lyrics to a melody that I have, or I want to make a song out of those lyrics, you know, I've just got this like catalogue of noise in my phone of all my like brain,
you just needed
torment
to shut up.
I mean, it's handy to have such an overactive brain if you're a songwriter, but like in day-to-day life, just dealing with my brain is a bit annoying.
I'm also like, I can totally relate. It's a lot, and sometimes you're just like
it's just like a constant narrative.
I bet. But it's nice that you get away through your music to express that and to end that and to finally...
It's my
like,
therapy. That, and I'm like, if I can help someone else by putting this into like musical form, then great.
And then also make it such a banger to dance to. I love that.
And turning your like pain into joy is like the most euphoric thing ever. Like In the Dark was written about something that was like really painful for me, but it was like I just got so much euphoria out of that, making that into a song, and I was able to have no resentment because I was just like, I got something so good out of something so painful. And you know, that's like quite magical. I think
I feel like that's a nice way to end, to be on a sentence to say, turn your misachieves or bad situations into good situations. Is that kind of your aim? And
it's like perspective, and I think, you know, like rubbish things happen all the time and can hit you out of nowhere, and I just think it's what you do with these things and how you deal with it that really shapes you. Like, are you going to put it into art, or like, I don't know, help you progress in your own life? I don't know, it's like, it's just the way that you use your pain, and I think pain is like necessary and will happen regardless. So how are you going to deal with it, and what is it going to drive you to do in a positive way?
Yeah, that's nice. We all feel it, and I feel like...
Yeah, it's like the one thing that we all go through. We all experience it, so, yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah, I think, yeah, that kind of have to let that sink in. I was actually also going to ask you about the... Because Oliver Heldens remixed your Purple Disco Machine song.
Love him.
And then I was... Yeah, I love him too. And he's so sweet. And I was just going to ask you how you feel about when you have this piece and you bring this together and then you have your collaboration with Purple Disco Machine. And then you have another DJ bringing his own style on top.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Is that...
Oh, it's incredible. I love like just hearing the journey that your music can take and something that was just a small idea and like just all of the different avenues it can go down and seeing other people's perspective, like they listen to your song and they hear something different, which is so exciting. And I love hearing all of it. Yeah.
So you're down for, you're excited.
Yeah. I love a remix. Everyone remix.
Go. This is your sign. If you haven't remixed any of Sophie and the Giants tracks. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go ahead and do that. Yeah. Wow. It's a lot happening. I mean, you just flew from Italy and then there's a lot happening in this. You're playing also in Germany in September.
Yeah. Baden-Baden. It's the show's sold out now, but I think there's going to be like an interview I'm going to do on one of the stages as well, which other people can go to. But I'm hoping that, yeah, off the back of this, I'll have way more to offer in Germany. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love performing here.
Yeah, you do? Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite part about Berlin? Have you been to, how's Berlin experience for you? Because you're rushing here and then you're coming to the interview. I don't know how much you actually get to see and experience.
Well, I have been here a few times because it's definitely like my go-to place in Germany. And I've been here for fun as well. Yeah. It's definitely like my favorite place to like party. Yeah. The food is good here.
I keep hearing everyone saying like, oh, Berlin has such nice food. And I'm like, I'm just excited whenever I'm somewhere else and I get to try the food, especially in the UK. I feel like you guys are so spoiled with the food there. Like,
I think we're so excited to like not have British food, but
it's
kind of a similar situation because in Berlin you have like a lot of choice, and I think that's what's so exciting. And it's very similar to London, but it's just different, and I like it.
That's interesting because I always feel like London's has like more flavors and different and a higher quality.
Really?
Yeah, but maybe I'm just so over my own. You guys don't agree.
I feel like it's made with less love. It's just like slaps on a plate and they're like, there you go.
Okay,
but
Berlin,
we have good choice, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
Like if you want takeaway... England's got you covered. You got that. Yeah.
But it's nice to see that Berlin has a lot of love in their food.
Yeah.
I will remember that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all the answers, the interesting insights. Of course, one could like dive into topics. I'm also like someone who just gets lost, but we don't want to get lost too much. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here and for speaking to us. I think we have it.
Ja. Amazing!
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.